You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RG Ochoa. It's Friday, March 19th, and the time has come to kick off your day with the bigger stories from around the NFL. Now, a lot has happened as we tie a bow on the first week of free agency in the NFL. A lot is going to continue to happen, which is why you need to make sure to subscribe right here to the SB Nation NFL Show. Leave a rating, write a review, and buckle up because, vamonos, it is time to fly. First things first, Patrick Chung on Thursday, the longtime New England Patriot, announced his retirement from the NFL. Happy trails to you, Patrick Chung. The Los Angeles Rams and Detroit Lions officially completed the trade involving quarterbacks Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford. Whoa, what's going on here, RJ? Why is this just now happening? I thought the new league year began a couple of days ago. They could have done this then. Why wait this long? Well. According to NFL Network, Jared Goff had a $2.5 million roster bonus due to him on the second day of the league year. The Rams, as a bit of a parting gift to the player they took number one overall 5 years ago, agreed to pay it as a parting gift in the trade to the Detroit Lions. So good on the Rams taking care of their guy. Now, speaking of trades, Nick Caserio continues to go back to the well to fill out his new roster. The New England Patriots sent tight end Ryan Izzo to the Houston Texans for a 7th-round pick in 2022. Let's talk tags. Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Chris Godwin signed his $15.9 million franchise tender with the Bucs. Guarantees that value. Good for him. Allen Robinson, the verbiage used here, was accepted his franchise tag because he was tagged last year and the salary cap values for that season were locked in before this year's salary cap were fully known. His value for the tag is $18 million with the Bears. Offensive tackle Cam Robinson also accepted his tag with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Interestingly enough, the Denver Broncos, by the way, rescinded the restricted free agent tender on running back Philip Lindsay, so he is now a free agent. In non-player news, on Thursday, the Black College Football Hall of Fame announced the establishment of the HBCU Legacy Bowl. It will showcase the best NFL draft eligible football players from historically black colleges and universities. The game will take place this Saturday after Super Bowl 56 at Yulman Stadium at Tulane University. Also non-player news, on Thursday, the NFL made some cash. The NFL signed a new media deal that is worth $10 billion annually. Some news and notes from there. ESPN and ABC were added to the Super Bowl rotation that CBS, Fox, and NBC are already a part of. The first Super Bowl to take place on those networks will be in 2026, the second in 2030. Also interesting, flex scheduling will be added to Monday Night Football on ESPN property for Week 12 and beyond, so no more stinkers late in December on Monday night. Now, this is also interesting here. ESPN Plus, ESPN streaming service, will stream one exclusive national game each year starting in 2022. Now, speaking of streaming, Amazon Prime, who you might recall was a part of the Thursday Night Football package, had the game between the 49ers and the Cardinals late in the season. Amazon Prime will be the exclusive home to Thursday Night Football starting in 2023. So if you didn't have a reason to get Amazon Prime, you might as well go ahead and do it. By the way, because there is now a new media deal, the 17-game regular season is just about as inevitable as it ever has been because the CBA that was agreed to last year mandated that at least one new media deal be necessary and happen before the 17-game regular season could be instituted. Check, check, let's move on. We have a lot of free agents to get to. So if you were buckled up before, now is when you get in the ride at Disney World and you put the thing over your shoulders. Here we go. Center Matt Skura is headed to the Miami Dolphins. Tackle Mike Remmer signed a one-year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's not going anywhere. Nick Martin, the former Houston Texan, is heading to the Las Vegas Raiders, the younger brother of Dallas Cowboys All-Pro Zach Martin, by the way. David Andrews is returning to the New England Patriots in a huge surprise. Although, this is interesting here, the Miami Dolphins, despite having landed Matt Skura, were in on him as well. Very interesting there. Let's talk some tight ends. Jared Cook is headed to the Los Angeles Chargers. Remember that the the Chargers lost Hunter Henry to the New England Patriots. So we're seeing all these tight end dominoes fall. What's going to happen to Philadelphia Eagles tight end Zach Ertz? Interestingly enough, Philadelphia Eagles general manager Howie Roseman spoke on Thursday about Zach Ertz. He said, quote, "For us to trade any player, it's got to make sense for both sides. None of us had the year we wanted to have last year, but that doesn't define us. We know who he is on and off the field, and we value that." Well, we'll see about that, Howie Roseman. All the dominoes starting to fall. You're going to start running out of places to send him. By the way, speaking of tight ends and the Eagles, kind of, Doug Peterson, the former Philadelphia Eagles coach, his son, Josh Peterson, had his pro day at Louisiana Monroe on Thursday. So very cool. By the way, Doug Peterson was in attendance for this. Let's go to the Windy City. Andy Dalton, the new Chicago Bears. Actually, let me do that again, and I'm not leaving that, you know, to be edited out. This is the real thing here. Andy Dalton of the Chicago Bears said on Thursday that the Bears told him he is QB1. That's right. Andy Dalton and Matt Saracen are the same, the starting quarterback for their respective teams that have blue as a component of their jersey scheme color. I have no idea what the Bears are thinking, but I know that he is probably going to net the Dallas Cowboys a compensatory pick, so I am personally very happy. Now, by the way, speaking of the Bears, they seem set to release veteran cornerback Kyle Fuller. However, the plan for this, according to NFL Network, was realized after the transaction wire was closed for the day on Thursday, so he could technically be acquired in a trade before he is officially released. Keep an eye on the Denver Broncos because of Vic Fangio, his history with the Bears, etc., etc. Staying with the Bears theme, former Chicago Bear Mitchell Trubisky is headed to the Buffalo Bills to circle the wagons on a one-year deal. Good for Mitchell, man. Get to Buffalo. Get to an offensive coordinator that can work with you, figure you out, sit behind Josh Allen, and re-hit the market next year. Let's stay in that neck of the woods of the country, talking backup quarterbacks, of course. Remember when the NFL tried to tell us that the Detroit Lions were getting trade calls about Chase Daniel? Well, they released Chase, so he is now available for whoever wants to take him. Let's go back to Vegas. The Vegas Raiders, still a very weird sense to get used to saying, asked backup quarterback Marcus Mariota to take a pay cut down to just $3 million this season, and if he refuses, the team of the Autumn Wind will move on. Also, the Raiders, in a very interesting situation, signed running back Kenyon Drake to a two-year, $11 million deal. Don't let them tell you running backs don't matter, even though that's true. But Kenyon Drake got paid. The San Francisco 49ers, speaking of backup quarterbacks, are hosting for a visit Joe Flacco. Always a very interesting situation when a quarterback gets to play for the team he beat in the Super Bowl, and not just beat. Joe Flacco was the MVP of Super Bowl 47 down in New Orleans. Will Fuller, the former Houston Texan, is headed, taking his talents to South Beach. Jim Gray, Will Fuller headed to the Miami Dolphins on a one-year deal. Remember that he still has one game left on his suspension from the end of last season. A lot of people on the internet immediately jumped to the conclusion that because Will Fuller is a Dolphin, is Deshaun Watson going to be a Dolphin? Nobody knows. But speaking of Deshaun Watson, the NFL confirmed that the matter with him is under review under the personal conduct policy. The Houston Texans also noted that they are aware of the situation, saying in a statement, quote, "We continue to take this and all matters involving anyone within the Houston Texans organization seriously. We do not anticipate making any additional statements until the NFL's investigation concludes." Let's wrap things up with some wide receiver talk. David Moore is headed all the way from Seattle to the Carolina Panthers. Breshad Perriman is headed to the 3-1-3 Detroit Lions. Keelan Cole is headed to the New York Football Jets, J-E-T-S. By the way, Adam Schefter, whose last name does have an E-T-S, has two E's actually, noted that Keelan Cole drew, quote, "as much, if not more, interest than some of the bigger names at wide receiver, which, at the time of this conversation at least, have yet to find a home," one of them being former Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver, maybe still Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver, Juju Smith-Schuster. A lot of people have been connecting him to New York, but time will tell. Kenny Galladay spent Wednesday night, that's right, Wednesday, meeting with the Chicago Bears, and remember that Allen Robinson accepted his tag with Chicago, so that conversation probably went one of a particular way, and Kenny Galladay is scheduled to meet with the New York Giants next. Maybe he will join the G-men, who have a couple of new players on offense. Mike Glennon, the former Bear himself, once upon a time told that he was the starter in Chicago, is now the backup quarterback, maybe, for the New York Football Giants. Kyle Rudolph, the former Minnesota Vikings tight end, is now also a member of the G-men. Nothing that Jason Garrett loves more than an older tight end who wears number 82. I'm sure that Giants offense will be soaring sooner rather than later. You do me a favor and soar yourself on into the weekend, baby. You have yourself the best weekend of all time, and we'll be back on Monday to do this all over again, and it'll be time for Monday Football Monday, and the NFL machine will keep rolling and rolling and rolling. Have the best weekend ever. We'll see you on Monday.